The Stolen White Elephant by Mark Twain. Part 1. A Royal Present. Once I met a man on a train who told me a story. This is his story. The white elephant is a very important animal in Siam. Only the king can possess one. Many years ago, Britain and Siam argued about the frontier line of Siam. Siam was wrong, and the two countries soon became friends again. The king of Siam decided to send the British queen a magnificent present, a white elephant. It was my job to transport the white elephant from Siam to England. We left Siam in a ship with the elephant, and at last we arrived in New York. We decided to send the elephant to New Jersey for a while. He needed rest after the first part of the long voyage. Then a terrible thing suddenly happened. Someone stole the white elephant. I went to the New York police. The chief detective was called Inspector Blunt. He listened to my story in silence.
"This is not an ordinary case," he said. "Do not talk to the reporters. I will manage them. Now," he said, "what's the elephant's name?"
"Hassan Ben Ali Ben Selim Abdallah Mohammed Moise Al-Hamal Jamstajiebohoy Dulip Sultan Ebubudpur," I told him.
"Good. First name?"
"Jumbo."
"Are his parents living?"
"No, they're dead."
"Was he the only child?"
"Yes, he was."
"Now describe it."
Inspector Blunt commanded me. I began describing the white elephant. "Height, 19 feet. Length of trunk, 16 feet. Length of tail, 6 feet. Total length, including trunk and tail, 48 feet. Color of the elephant, a dull white. He has the habit of spraying people with water. He has a small scar under his arm." The detective wrote everything down.
"Now I want a photograph,"
Inspector Blunt told me. I gave him a photograph of the white elephant. Then he rang a bell and a boy came in.
"Make 50,000 copies of this description and photograph, Alaric,"
he ordered the boy.
"Give them to all the detective offices."
Alaric left the room.
"We will have to offer a reward,"
Inspector Blunt told me. "How much?" I asked.
"To begin with, $25,000,
the inspector told me.
"These thieves are very clever and they have friends everywhere."
"Do you know who they are?" I asked in great surprise and astonishment.
"We usually have an idea who the criminal is,"
he told me. Inspector Blunt then asked me about the food that the elephant ate.
"Men. Does he eat men?"
the inspector asked. "Oh, yes," I replied. "But he will eat anything. He will eat books, bottles, clothes, cats, potatoes, rice, anything at all."
"Good, but we need details. Details are necessary. During one day, how many men will he eat if they are fresh?"
"He does not care if they are fresh or not. At a single meal, he can eat 5 men.
"What nationalities does he prefer?"
"He doesn't care about nationalities, but he prefers people he knows."
"What does he drink?"
the inspector wanted to know. "He drinks anything as well," I told him.
"These are unusual facts,"
the inspector commented.
They will help us to find the elephant.